Galatians chapter 1. Sermons by Paul C. Jong. Sermon 3. A legalistic life of faith caused one to receive a curse. Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 24. Paul, an apostle, not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Grace to you, and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ, to a different gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men, or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure, and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace, to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. But I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and remained with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. Now concerning the things which I write to you, indeed, before God, I do not lie. Afterward, I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was unknown by face to the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. But they were hearing only, he who formerly persecuted us now preaches the faith which he once tried to destroy, and they glorified God in me. I give thanks before God. These days, about 20,000 people visit our website each day. As the number of visitors is steadily increasing, I expect that even more people will visit before long. Visits are continuing not only from the English-speaking world, but also from various language spheres, and many people from the Asian region are also connecting. For all of this, I give even deeper thanks to God. Although there are sometimes discouraging things, I enjoy joy while looking at God causing the fruit of evangelism to be born, and bestowing abundant blessings upon all the ministries that have been handled by faith. This time, Bible study books are scheduled to be published. I am thankful that so many books are being published like this, and I hope to be able to put more books online as soon as possible. Thus, I believe that many souls around the world will come into contact with the gospel of water and the Spirit through our website. The purpose for which Paul wrote this letter. The reason Apostle Paul sent a letter to the saints in the region of Galatia was to establish their faith correctly. When looking at the epistles Paul sent, one can know that Paul's own faith is contained intact within those writings. Let us all read Galatians chapter 1, verse 1 together. Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. Next, let us also read verse 12 together. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul is sending this letter because of the fleshly circumcisionists who infiltrated the Church of Galatia. At the same time as conveying his own faith, he is warning against the false teachings of the circumcisionists. There was a serious problem in the Church of Galatia, and it is precisely this. A trend had spread within the church of considering something other than the gospel of water and the Spirit preached by Paul, namely, receiving circumcision in the flesh, as more important than the true gospel. In other words, those who taught that one becomes God's people only by keeping God's law and receiving circumcision in the flesh, rather than by faith, believing in the baptism Jesus Christ received and the blood of the cross, had entered into the church. It is recorded like this in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. And following that, he sternly rebuked them, saying, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. Apostle Paul considered it strange that they followed a different gospel, but they themselves actually liked and enjoyed receiving circumcision in the flesh more. In this world, there can be no other gospel besides the gospel of water and the Spirit given by God. If so, what on earth did they follow? The conclusion is one. They followed their fleshly desires by putting a legalistic faith at the forefront. Therefore, we must deeply engrave the meaning of what a legalistic faith actually is, that Apostle Paul said, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you. Let him be accursed. Galatians chapter 1, verse 8. Let us read Galatians chapter 1, verse 8. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. How great a spiritual righteous indignation must have surged up in Apostle Paul due to the legalists, for him to even say the words, if anyone preaches a gospel other than the gospel I preached, let him be accursed. The most terrifying words in the world are exactly God's curse, and the Galatian church members came to hear that very declaration of a curse. The reason is that they abandoned the faith of believing in the gospel of water and the Spirit, and highly regarded receiving circumcision in the flesh, so it was only natural that they heard words of a curse. Righteous indignation could not help but rise up in Paul's heart. Here, believing in a different gospel does not mean that another gospel actually exists separately besides the gospel of water and the Spirit, but it pointed to a faith that puts the law at the forefront. What was a legalistic gospel before God? A legalistic faith was the act of valuing the observance of the Sabbath, and it was performing circumcision on the flesh. The saints of the Galatian church were focusing more on legalistic acts of faith than on believing in the gospel of water and the Spirit. To believe in Jesus and receive salvation from sin, one must also receive the circumcision in the flesh that the descendants of Abraham receive, keep the Sabbath, and live according to the law. One must not slaughter and eat animals with undivided hooves, must not eat animals that were killed by hanging or died naturally, must eat all food selectively, and must refrain from traveling on the Sabbath and strictly keep it. They were strongly asserting such vain teachings like this. The Galatian church greatly emphasized this observance of the law, which was no different from another gospel, and focused on it much more deeply. Practically, if you and I also abandon the gospel of water and the Spirit and return to a legalistic life of faith, we will be cursed by God. Can one really become a child of God through a legalistic faith? If we, who said we believe in the gospel of water and the Spirit, return again to a legalistic life of faith, that is choosing the path of spiritual death. If so, is keeping the law so zealously a wrong faith? Zeal must be exerted after correctly knowing the true truth. If one exerts zeal without knowing the true gospel of water and the Spirit, that zeal itself rather ends up becoming a greater evil. A legalistic faith is not recognized by God. I have often seen cases where people with this kind of faith take it as their own righteousness to not even cook rice from the time the sun sets on Friday, and eat rice that was cooked in advance. Because it is recorded in the law not to work on the Sabbath, one must not do any work on that day. If done according to the law, there is even a regulation that one must not go outside the house beyond a set number of steps. Putting forward one's own rightness through the orally transmitted law means that, in the end, one is living a life of faith that brings about God's curse. In our country as well, there is the Sabbath Church, Seventh-day Adventist Church, that came in from a foreign country. Among the believers who kept the Sabbath legalistically, their respective views differed over whether they should hold the worship service with the electric lights turned on or turned off. They thought that since using electricity requires the people working at the power plant to work, shouldn't they turn off the electric lights? Thus, a debate arose among the Sabbath Church members over whether they must turn on the lights or must not turn them on during worship. The early Sabbath Church members in our country were engrossed in the work of keeping that. Unlike a legalistic faith, the faith that believes in the true truth is the faith that believes in the gospel of water and the Spirit. But many denominations within Christianity did not know it. They should have believed with their hearts that the Son of God saved them from sin through the gospel of water and the Spirit. They should have believed in God the Father, believed in the love of salvation through the Son of God, given glory to God by faith, and received God's blessing by faith. However, instead of believing the gospel, they focused more on keeping the law. Why did God give us the law of justice? Everyone, why did God give us the law? God gave us the law so that we would realize and know our own sins by ourselves. However, the Galatian church expanded the law further and taught that one becomes God's people only when they receive circumcision in the flesh. They put it forward as if it were a more important matter than believing in the gospel of water and the Spirit. Inside the Galatian church, they were busy forcing people who came in to believe in Jesus as their Savior that they must receive circumcision in the flesh. They fiercely cornered them, saying that even if they believed in Jesus as their Savior, they could not become God's people if they did not receive circumcision in the flesh. He commanded Abraham's people to receive circumcision. But you don't receive circumcision in the flesh just because you believe in Jesus? Then are you smarter than Abraham? Because they rebuked like this, their faith was spiritually corrupted. Even though they also believed in the gospel of water and the Spirit, they overly emphasized whether one received circumcision or not, to the point that their faith became wrong. If the Galatian church members considered practicing the law more important than the gospel of water and the Spirit, does it mean that one must keep God's law to finally be saved from all sins and become God's people? God's laws and commandments are 613 in total. If you classify and calculate them with a computer, it comes out like that. But could a person keep and practice all of them? Among the Jews, there was a custom of wearing phylacteries on their forearms and having to read and memorize God's word right before their eyes, even while running. Actually, for them, it was not only that there were 613 laws, but the commandments contained in the oral traditions passed down by mouth also reached thousands. If the saints of the Galatian church argued over whether they performed circumcision in the flesh or not, they were spiritually imperfect people. So, what would become of God's church? Therefore, Apostle Paul declared his faith like this: Paul, an apostle, not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. Galatians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul said that the gospel he believed and preached did not originate from man. Apostle Paul's faith was truly not through man, but was only the gospel of water and the Spirit that came from the Lord. There are these words in John chapter 1, verse 17. Let us all read it together. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. This word is deeply connected with Apostle Paul's confession that his gospel was neither learned from man nor through man. Namely, the gospel that Apostle Paul believed and preached was not learned from man, but was the grace and truth that came through Jesus Christ. Everyone, through whom did the law come down? God spoke to Moses, and Moses brought it to the people of Israel and proclaimed it. It is said that God's law causes a person to realize and know their own sin. However, it is said that grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Here, the word grace means that salvation is God's gift, and he said that the truth of true salvation came only through Jesus Christ. Therefore, Apostle Paul spoke like this: The gospel I preached to you was not learned from man. It is not through man either. It came only through the revelation of Jesus Christ. He said that he came to know and believe it because Jesus personally showed and spoke it to him. It is precisely this, that Jesus Christ received baptism for me, died on the cross, and resurrected from death, and by believing that, I received the blotting out of sin. Thus, he is preaching the word of the gospel of water and the Spirit to people. But why do you preach a gospel different from the gospel of water and the Spirit that I preached? If you say that one can obtain salvation from sin only when they both believe in Jesus and keep the law, how wrong is that? Why do you try to preach another gospel besides the gospel of water and the Spirit? Then you will be cursed by God. You must absolutely not do so. How heartbroken must Apostle Paul have been to even say such words? Everyone, if people who believe in the gospel of water and the Spirit also live their life of faith with legalism, they will spiritually die. There is nothing else to say. Now, do you think there is another reason for a Christian to spiritually die? If you try to obtain salvation by believing other teachings besides the gospel of water and the Spirit, you will die. Needless to say more, if you emphasize the law and advance into legalism, which is no different from believing another gospel, you will all die. There is no other gospel in this world. The true gospel is only the gospel of water and the Spirit, and there can be no other gospel. To say there is another gospel besides the gospel of water and the Spirit is exactly to believe that one can obtain salvation by human deeds. Do you believe that although you received the removal of sin by believing the gospel of water and the Spirit, you must also keep the law? That is exactly believing in another gospel. If you believe like that, you will spiritually die. Everyone, if we are to do according to the law, we must strictly keep the Passover and perform the Passover rituals. We must slaughter a lamb and apply its blood to the lintel of the door once a year. On the Day of Atonement, we must go out to the tabernacle with a sacrificial offering. And from the 10th day of the 7th month for a week, we must not work and spend time fasting. And besides these, there are countless other things to keep. If so, must we keep all of them? How could we keep them all? Therefore, the Lord said, For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. John chapter 1, verse 17. Apostle Paul said that the gospel he preached was neither learned from man nor through man. That is, it was neither learned from man nor through man. I did not obtain salvation by keeping that law handed down by Moses. If I were to obtain salvation by keeping the law, I would have already accomplished it all long ago. My ancestors are the ancestors of the law, and I was originally a legalist. I learned under Gamaliel. I studied under a great scholar of the law. If we calculate by that, could you even be compared to me? But it was not done by that. I met Jesus Christ, and I received salvation by believing that Jesus Christ saved me with the gospel of water and the Spirit. And I preach this to you. Therefore, you must not live your life of faith legalistically. If you live a legalistic life of faith, you will be cursed by God. Apostle Paul declared it like that. How is it today? While people believe only in the blood of Jesus' cross, what else do they say they must do? Today's Christianity teaches that even while believing Jesus saved them, they must pray prayers of repentance well and reach sanctification. The very thought that a person must do something well to receive salvation is precisely a legalistic faith. There is only one gospel of water and the Spirit, and this alone is the true truth of receiving salvation from sin. Grace and truth came only through Jesus Christ. The gospel of water and the Spirit is the faith that Apostle Paul believes. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Is this a small thing? Jesus Christ came to this earth, received baptism for me and you, took charge of the sins of me and you, bore those sins, and was crucified to shed blood, thereby receiving the judgment for the sins of me and you, without leaving anything behind, and resurrected from death to save me and you. But if we say that believing in Jesus Christ, who saved us with the gospel of water and the Spirit, is insufficient, and that we must also keep the law, perform circumcision in the flesh, and keep the Sabbath well, how wrong would that be? That is not the slightest bit different from the Galatian church members, who tried to become perfect people before God by their own deeds, while leaving the gospel of water and the Spirit behind. Today, our faith is the same. We also receive the removal of all sins and obtain salvation by believing the gospel of water and the Spirit. And as for the rest, because the Lord saved us from sin, we act with thankful faith. We take charge of all the necessary works to propagate this precious gospel given by God. We do not serve in order to keep the law well, but we diligently strive to preach the gospel of water and the Spirit to others. Gather so that faith may grow and serve. Is the gospel of water and the Spirit incomplete, that you would try to add keeping the law to it? If you try to become a more perfect person like that, you will surely be cursed in all areas of life. However, within Christianity, all over the world today, there are those who live the exact same life of faith as the Galatian church members. While saying they believe in Jesus as their Savior, they say they must reach sanctification, must pray prayers of repentance well, must do all-night prayers, must go to the mountains to pray, and must do fasting prayers. Everyone, if you do not do fasting prayers, does God not answer? If you do not do all-night prayers, does God not answer? Gathering from 10 p.m. and praying until dawn the next day is an all-night prayer. Covering oneself with a blanket and staying up all night to pray is an all-night prayer. Everyone, if it is said that one receives the washing away of all sins only by doing so, who on earth would be saved from their own sins? Not even a single person can be saved. Therefore, our life of faith must also be done with the faith that believes in the gospel of water and the Spirit. We must live our life of faith with the faith that believes in the gospel of water and the Spirit, with the faith that believes in the Word of God's truth. The Galatian church was bound to the idea that they had to perform circumcision in the flesh, as if they obtained salvation by keeping the law. Therefore, in our faith believing in Jesus Christ today, we must not add anything else, even a little bit, besides the gospel of water and the Spirit. The Galatian church was in extreme spiritual confusion. Mixed in, there were people like a spiritually violent mob. Just because it is inside God's church, do you think there are no spiritually wicked or evil people? There are. Apostle Paul braved all kinds of difficulties and preached the gospel to them. But even after they accepted the gospel of water and the Spirit, They were insisting that they must keep the law. Where else could there be such a betrayal? Jesus came to this earth and saved us with the gospel of water and the Spirit. So who else besides Him could give us salvation? That is exactly the core point. It was said that grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Jesus saved me and you from sin through the gospel of water and the Spirit. Jesus Christ cleanly removed your sins through the gospel of water and the Spirit. He bestowed the gift of salvation upon us. It is a true fact that He came to this earth, received baptism to save me and you, died on the cross, and resurrected from death to save us. It is absolutely not a lie. There can be no other salvation besides Jesus Christ, saving us through the gospel of water and the Spirit. Jesus Christ is the Son of God and is God. God Himself put on the body of a creature and came to this earth to save humans from sin. It is absolutely impossible for a human to save a human from sin. Today, those who ignore the divinity of Jesus and call Jesus merely a son of man are all those who have deviated from spiritual faith. A human cannot save a human from sin. Through these words of Galatians, we must realize the true truth of faith and live following it. Only the gospel of water and the Spirit is the true truth, and emphasizing deeds or the law, other than following this by faith, is lawlessness. Believing that gospel, serving with faith for the gospel of water and the Spirit, and living for the gospel is doing truly well. If we are not for the gospel of water and the Spirit, our entire lives are nothing but vain and discarded things. Only the faith that believes in the gospel of water and the Spirit allows us to continuously enjoy God's love and blessings. No matter how well one does in deeds, if there is no faith in the heart believing the gospel of water and the Spirit, it is of no use. The one who believes the gospel of water and the Spirit with the heart and lives following it is the one who receives love before God. We have come to clearly know through these words of Galatians how precious the gospel is and how cursed a legalistic faith will be. Remembering how dangerous it is to step forward only with deeds, without believing in the heart, you must firmly establish your resolve with the faith that believes in the gospel of water and the Spirit in your hearts. Deeply engraving in our hearts these words, that a faith of deeds ultimately brings a curse, we deeply immerse our hearts in the gospel of God's truth, and we give sincere thanks for the gift of grace that has allowed us to live a blessed life.